Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Grateful times five, a run-in with gravity, or gratitude meet gravity. Well, folks, research shows our minds naturally focus on the negative, on problems to solve, which doesn't make us feel happy. But research also shows if we jot down five things we're grateful for every night, we can counter this negativity bias and likely feel better about life overall in just 3 weeks. No kidding. Five gratitudes a day for 3 weeks means happier and probably sleeping better too. I started my lazy man's version of this a few months ago, skipping the writing and just thinking five gratitudes before going to snoozerland, and sometimes another five when I wake up. And it seemed to be doing the trick. Perkier. Now, the other day, I was out for a run, grateful that my 15 months of Achilles tendonitis is healing so I can run again. Well, didn't I slip on a hill, fall backwards, and kaboom, crash like a ton of scrap metal? And here, not with my ears, but from inside my body, a crack, broken rib. Whoa, big time pain, like I didn't know existed. But surprise, didn't my mind soon say, I'm glad that wasn't my head. Grateful, really. And grateful that kind Eric saw my tumble and stopped to drive me home. And grateful, Margaret, the answering service operator for urgent care, stayed with me and tried three or four numbers until we figured out they'd closed for the holiday. And grateful for this thing called an emergency room, where always there experts do blood pressure, x-rays, and check the pee to make sure the rib didn't cut the kidney. And grateful for the, quote, breathe deeply into this several times a day, end quote, gizmo they gave me to prevent pneumonia from shallow breathing from the rib. And grateful the doc gave me pain meds and told me to, quote, stop taking these as soon as possible because they make you constipated and you think you hurt now. Just wait. Ouch. Hurts to laugh. And also stop them because they make the brain more sensitive to pain after just a few days. And I'm grateful for how the ER folks kept saying, oh, you poor dear, oh, you poor guy, whenever I winced or moaned, which was about every 3 seconds, it seemed. Yes, grateful, 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 grateful. Five of them. Thank you all for your expertise and kindness, folks. I'm Dr. Rich, happier, healing man, O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.